that night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 24th juz was recited, 24th para. And as we had mentioned the day before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah, especially speaking about ikhlas, sincerity in ibadat, only worshipping one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not making any idols and partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever a person does must only be sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the surah also Allah had mentioned in the para before this year, that inni umirtu an a'budallah mukhlisan lahu ad-din qulillaha a'budu mukhlisan lahu dini. I've been commanded I must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making my deen specially and purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not turning to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with sincerity a person must have, must be safe from riya and show. And as Hazrat mentioned a few days ago, the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'a wa an a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. A person reads this dua inshallah, and a person will be saved from all kinds of shirk. Allah ta'ala will protect and save a person. Our kabir in the past, they encourage us to read our kalimat every night. So this is one great benefit of reading the kalimat, the five kalimat, or seven kalimat, which are all based on imaniyat, on iman. So a person is renewing his iman every single day, and also he's getting here purity from all kinds of shirk and all kinds of riyah, etc. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, continuing in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that لَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sufficient for his banda and servant? Why do we have to turn to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. And they frighten you with everybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's time, what and what fears are placed into the hearts of people. You have to have insurance. If you don't have insurance, what will happen to you? But if a person got this, isn't Allah sufficient for me? Then inshallah, a person holds into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's help and assistance come to a person from unimaginable sources where he never thought possible how Allah's help and assistance will come to him. But otherwise, Shaitan and his enemies, they put, and his friends, they put so much of fear in people. All the time a person has got fear. This is going to happen, that is going to happen, I have to do this. And so many times he goes into what haram. Permissible means are not a problem. Security a person takes, etc. But when a person goes towards haram, in many of these insurance policies and all of this, it's all on fear. The person is frightened now. Something will happen to me in the future. Something will happen to my family. Life insurance policies are taken out. And the amazing thing about these life insurance policies, a person takes it out. So there's somebody, so his family are looked after when he passes away. So his family members make sure they kill him then, so that they can get a life insurance policy. How many times it has happened? So the same people you are putting all your money in, and the same people are they after taking the life of that person. So anyhow, a person must put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will look after a person in the most amazing of ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees on the day of Qiyamah also those who did not have sincerity in the ibadat and worship, they will ask sifarish, they will want intercession, but nobody will be able to intercede on their behalf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. When Allah is mentioned alone, only Allah ta'ala is spoken about. The people who do not believe in the akhirat, ishma is that their hearts become tightened, they become upset. Why is the person speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So these are the hearts of those who do not believe in the akhirat, in the year after. And when anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. So those people are very happy, they're very excited. If sports are spoken about, politics are spoken about, any other matters, the news is spoken about, people are excited and happy. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about, deen is spoken about, then you see people are getting upset, people are waking up, walking out, they feel upset about it. That actually Allah ta'ala refers to the people, قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, who do not believe in the akhirat. This is their heart. So every one of us should judge ourselves, what is our actual feeling and belief. Regarding, example, is a program taking place in the masjid, how do we feel, uncomfortable or uncomfortable? Do we feel like a fish in water, or do we feel like a bird in a cage? We just want to get out. Or does a person feel comfortable in the masjid? This is a sign to see, to a person to judge himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that, but a person must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my servants who have exceeded the bounds against themselves, they've caused so much of harm to themselves. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. But that person who had committed zina, adultery, he had murdered somebody, and he had committed shirk. And this ayat was revealed regarding Hadr Wahshi radiallahu anhu. They do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all kinds of sins, every single sin of a person. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. After Allah forgives a person, Allah showers His mercy upon that person. In this world, the president pardons somebody. If I forgive somebody, it's finished. They've forgiven him. But nobody will come now give him gifts after the day that we've forgiven you, and now we will give you so many filling stations, we will give you so many hotels and so many places. But this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After forgiving a person, Allah showers His mercy upon the person. Allah ta'ala is so kind and so forgiving and so merciful. Really, we should turn our attention fully to Allah ta'ala. Allah says, turn towards Him before the azab of Allah ta'ala will come to you people. Then you will not be helped and assisted. and follow the beautiful teachings which have been revealed to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the punishment of Allah ta'ala comes suddenly, and then you will say, oh, why did I do so much of wrong? I was the one who was mocking and laughing at the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only Allah had guided me, I would have been amongst the muttaqeen and the pious people. Oh, if only I could go back in the world one time, فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, I would be a good person, I would be a pious person. Allah will say, now it's too late for a person now. The signs that come to you, the Anbiya alayhi wasalam has come. So many warnings that come to a person, and you were not prepared to accept. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the surah, also mentions about the day of Qiyamah. Those who accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what bounties and honor Allah will grant to them. And the people who did not believe in Allah ta'ala, they will be dragged towards the fire of Jahannam in different groups. When they will come there, the doors will be locked. Like how when a person goes to a prison, the doors are locked. And now suddenly it's open and you're flung inside it. And then it's locked up again. And then the angels who were standing guard will ask them, didn't the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come to you people, recite the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, warn you people? Then Allah ta'ala will say, it will be said to them, enter the fire of Jahannam. And the reason for this was, بِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. They had kufr in themselves, disbelief. But why did they have that kufr? What was the cause of that kufr? Takabur and pride. The person was not prepared to accept the truth. Whenever the truth was brought before him, he always made excuses, he said certain things. So Allah said, very evil is the place of those people. On the other hand, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be taken to Jannah with great honor and respect in different groups. When they will come to Jannah, they will find the doors are already opened. People are welcoming them. When you go to somebody's house, and you're a guest at somebody's house, and an honorable host, then all the people are, your honorable guest, all the people are standing outside to welcome this person. So Allah says, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, the doors will already be opened. With great honor and respect, that person will be taken to him. And the people, the angels who are inside, they're making salam to that person. Salamity and safety for you forever and forever. In this world, there was a fear, world of place of fear, and always a person was worried. But here it's full of salamity and safety for a person. Now enter, and you will love in there forever and forever. And then they will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what a ni'mat and bounty Allah ta'ala has given to us. And this will be the speech in Jannat. Whenever a bounty of Allah comes, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and sustainer of the entire universe. So we should in this world also, whenever ni'mat and bounties come to us, make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The next surah is Surah Mu'min, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about giving Allah ta'ala gives da'wah towards the Quran Sharif, calling the people towards the kitab and the book of Allah ta'ala. There are many, many surahs in the Quran which start off with Hameen, and the ulama say that all of them, Allah ta'ala gives da'wah to the Quran Sharif, but in different aspects of da'wah to the Quran Sharif. Here in this surah, especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that those people who did not accept the da'wah of the wahi and revelation, what eventually was the final, the result of such people, they were not prepared to accept it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the kitab has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most powerful. Allah is full of knowledge. Allah is the forgiver of sins. He accepts the tawbah and repentance. On the other hand, Allah ta'ala is shadeedul iqab. His punishment is extremely severe. But Allah is his tawl. He grants bounties in great, great abundance. Remember, there is no one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are kuffar and disbelievers, they will fight and they will argue regarding the ayat and the signs of the ayat and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. They're moving up and down. They're running from country to country. Let it not deceive you. How they are moving about and you think they are going for holidays. And they are going for all of their trips. And they've got so much of wealth. Let it not put you in deception. It is only for a short while of this world. And then eventually they'll pass away. Like Allah mentions, look at the past nations. Wealthy, wealthy people. What and what they had in this world. The Anbiya alayhi wasalam came. They were maybe poor people. They never had so much of dunya. And these people mocked at them. And eventually what happened to them, they were completely destroyed. So do not become in deception by all of the outward glitter and glamour of these people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who accepted the Quran Sharif, they've got so much of honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the angels who are holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are making istighfar and seeking forgiveness on behalf of the people of Iman. Imagine what the rank is, just to have Iman within itself. Those who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are engaged in making istighfar and seeking forgiveness for the people of Iman. And they are making dua for the people of Iman all the time. So how valuable this Iman is. And on the day of Qiyamah, some people will say that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they didn't have Iman. They said, oh Allah, you gave us life, you gave us death. We were not in non-existence, and we came into existence, and we passed away again, we got life again a second time. Now we accept our sins, what wrong we have done. But is there any way we can come out from here? Allah ta'ala said, it's impossible now. And remember standing on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ, everyone will be open on the field. لَا يَخْفَى عَلُوا اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ, nothing will be hidden in front of from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything will be exposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, Allah will ask, who holds kingdom ownership today? It is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is one, the most powerful. Al-yawma tujza kullu nafsin bima kasabat. Today every single person according to the actions which he had done, he will be recompensed. And there won't be any oppression meted out to any person. Allah ta'ala says, warn the people of this day. And remember Allah ta'ala in this world, whatever a person is doing, Allah is fully aware. So much so, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنُ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah ta'ala knows the deception of the eyes, how the eye is cheating, and how it's moving around, and what it is looking at. Because the eye is something which, the mouth still, somebody else can hear you what you are saying. But the eye, how it moves about, how it deceives, and even most inside is the heart, the thought, the fantasizing which a person does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is fully aware of this. Yeah. Allah is watching a person. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. A person is going, when somebody is walking in front of him, quickly lowers his gaze. When the person walks past him, quickly he lifts up his gaze again. He's looking at a woman. And then somebody walks past again, he lowers his gaze. Allah ta'ala says, don't worry, people can't see you maybe. But Allah ta'ala is fully aware of that there. And وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورَ, what the hearts are concealing. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that when a person thinks, hey, that woman, if I had her, what I should have done with her. And now he sits and fantasizes. All of this is fully known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this incident of the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and especially of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And he went to Fir'aun and invited him towards the oneness of Allah ta'ala. And Fir'aun was like the, in today's time, the dictators of today's time, where they don't want to listen to anybody. And they've got their own ideologies and thinking. And in the court of Fir'aun, one person stands up, Rajulun Mu'min, a person of Iman. And he gives da'wat in the court of Fir'aun. And this is a very dangerous for his life also. But the afdalul jihadi, kalimatu haqqin inda sultanin ja'ir. The greatest form of jihad is for a person to speak the truth in front of an oppressive king and ruler. To command people towards righteousness, to prevent from evil. This is not only the work of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, only the work of the ulama. It is the duty and responsibility of every single person. Here this rajulun mu'min, this person of Iman stood up. However, there are certain conditions also, there are certain laws regarding them, like how salah. You can't say I'm performing salah, I did my salah. But there are laws, there are masail to learn. So similarly, for commanding righteousness, preventing from evil, there are certain laws also, there are certain adab and etiquettes also. How must a person give da'wah? How must a person call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person has to learn these before giving da'wah, because as Imam Abrar al-Hassab rahmatullah has got in one kitab, he said a lot of times it leads to more fasad, more trouble. Instead of doing good, a person causes even more harm. So while it is a very great duty, it's compulsory upon us, we should also learn the masail regarding the day. And Muna Abrahul Hassab rahmatullah has written one kitab in English, The Laws of Tabligh. We try to learn, go over those masail, etc. Then a person knows what are the limitations, etc. of giving da'wat. Anyhow, this person stood up in the court of Fir'aun and he gives da'wat to Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun, calling them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When Fir'aun sees now this man is giving such a da'wat, and the people are affected in the court of Fir'aun, they are also inclining towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he quickly he starts using force, and he starts speaking all nonsensical things, all the propaganda which they are putting, and then tells Haman to build up on a high place where he will see the Lord of Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will try to kill him. And it's something which is so stupid. But Allah Ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِفِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ. The evil actions are beautified for them. And what and what stupid things they say, as the dictators of today's time also. And people also know they are talking nonsense. But this is, they try to justify themselves. And anyhow, Allah Ta'ala eventually destroyed Fir'aun. And this person who gave da'wah towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ Ta'ala protected him. And from all of the evil plans also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. How he gave da'wah towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, towards akhirat, the life of the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that he will help and assist the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and the people of Iman in this worldly life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ سَعَةَ آتِيَةٌ Qiyamah is definitely coming, there is no doubt about it. What you must do, one very easy amal, very beneficial action is, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your present needs also we need, and more so we need needs for the akhirat, for the life of the year after, because Qiyamah is coming, Jannat and Jahannam is coming, the life of the qabr is coming. This is the dua the person must make. We should make dua for this world, but more of our duas we must devote towards the things of the akhirat, towards our spirituality, towards preparing for the life of the year after. So Allah Ta'ala says, those who do not ask me, they have got pride within themselves, soon they will enter the fire of Jahannam with great disgrace. And then the ayat after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the one who has made the night. Allah has made the day for you people. Great, great bounties. You never ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what huge, huge creations Allah has made for you people. Then Allah can give you such huge, big creations. Small, small things of this world you are asking for, what difficulties there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how Allah will give you. Regarding matters of the akhirat, Allah will accept the dua of a person definitely and Allah will grant him what he wants. Regarding matters of this world, Allah Ta'ala is like a even greater than an affectionate father who sees, is this beneficial for my son or not beneficial? The small son, 8 years, 10 years, is asking for a gun. Father says, if I give him a gun, he'll shoot himself, he'll kill somebody else. Is that beneficial for him at this moment? You ask for a car. He's 15 years old, the father knows he'll drive, he'll cause an accident, he'll kill somebody. The father doesn't give him. So sometimes we ask Allah Ta'ala for dunya and things of this world. Allah Ta'ala, because of his wisdom, doesn't give it to us. But Allah Ta'ala grants something better. Something we ask for a physical thing, Allah gives us a spiritual thing, which is far, far superior. So we must continue asking and ask, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to our du'as. The last surah which was recited last night is Surah Hamim Sajda. Here also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving da'wah towards the Quran Sharif, and especially with the qualities of Allah Rahman and Rahim. Allah Ta'ala has great, great mercy. That is why Allah Ta'ala has given us the Quran Sharif, and every law in the Quran Sharif, every wahi and revelation which has come down, it is because of the mercy and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala loves us so much, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look how many bounties I have given you in this world. Physical bounties. Allah is the one who created the earth in a period of 6 days, and how Allah Ta'ala made the mountains, and how Allah Ta'ala made the food on the surface of the earth, in different places, different things Allah created, so people can have not one variety of food, but different varieties Allah Ta'ala has created. So all of these Allah created, physical bounties and spiritual bounties Allah has created, the wahi and revelation. Just like how Allah is looking after us through His mercy, Allah Ta'ala through His mercy is giving us His spiritual bounties. But there are those who are not prepared to accept. So then Allah again mentions the incidents of the people of the past. People of Aad, they were so strong. They said, "Man ashaddu minna quwwa?" Who is stronger than us? But Allah Ta'ala said, we created people who are stronger than them. And then we destroyed them with the weakest of our armies. The wind is the weakest of Allah's armies. Sand is stronger, fire is stronger, water is stronger. And the wind is the smallest, the least powerful. But Allah Ta'ala used them. They said, we are the strongest people. So Allah Ta'ala took the wind, which is the weakest of Allah's armies. And Allah Ta'ala destroyed them completely. And a small amount only. They said, not even one finger's amount of wind was taken out. If one hand had to come, the whole world would have been destroyed. The angel said, okay, no, Allah, we can only open up so much. If you open up so much, everything will be destroyed. So Allah said, a small amount open up. And this was a gale and completely destroyed these people. Qawm Thamud also were destroyed. And other nations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the other hand, you get those people who say, Rabbun Allah, our Rabb and Creator and Sustainer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they remain steadfast in this year. They accept the commands of Allah ta'ala. Then the great bounty for them is the angels are descending upon these people. When are the angels descending? Ulama say at the time of death, they will come to them now. There is no need for you to fear. There is no need for you to grieve. Be happy with Jannat which you have been promised. And sometimes you show a person Jannat. A person is actually waiting now to go to Jannat. And he's desirous for his soul to come out of his body. He's excited. And they will tell him, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We were your friends in this worldly life and in the life of the year after. And whatever your heart desires now for you in the year after. Ulama say that this world is a place of fulfilling needs and necessities. It's not a place of fulfilling desires. To fulfill your desires in this world is an impossibility. The one desire you fulfill, your desire will increase. You will want more and more and more. And your desires will never come to an end. It's like a person drinking water of the ocean. Better salty water. The more you drink, the more thirsty you become. The more you go after dunya, the more your desire for dunya will increase. But the more you turn away from dunya, Allah will fulfill your needs and necessities. And then a person will live a contented life. So they will say that in akhirat now, whatever your heart desires, whatever you are making dua and you are asking for, calling for, this will be from the side of Allah Ta'ala granted to a person, given to a person. So this is what a person must be, steadfast in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the grave also the angels will come to him. On the plains of Qiyamah, they will also come to that person. And at the time of death, while he's about to pass away in the grave and on the plains of Qiyamah. And some ulama say that even in this world, a person who is steadfast in the deen and iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels come and inspire him always in his heart, that there is no need for you to fear. You don't grieve. All these halat and conditions are happening, but they keep a person steadfast. So they keep inspiring a person. But the condition is a person must say, our Rabb is Allah, He is my sustainer, and remain steadfast in that. And then Allah says, even higher level is a person who gives dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He calls people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does good actions. But he doesn't have pride within himself. He says, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I'm amongst the normal Muslim people also. I'm not somebody great. And this inshallah, by giving da'wah towards Allah, by speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will keep a person steadfast also on his deen. So if a person wants to remain steadfast, a high level is when a person gives da'wah, and this helps a person now to remain steadfast on his own deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, when you are giving da'wah, you're always going to get enemies. People will cause harm to you. They will speak bad about you. But don't worry. Evil and good can never be equal. You, if somebody is doing bad to you, you do good to that person. suddenly the person between you and him is enmity. It will become as if though he's your very, very strong friend. Allah Ta'ala will change his heart also. But وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Only those who have got the quality of sabr and patience and forbearance within themselves, they will get this quality. They will overlook what people, injustice people will do to them in giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what people will say. They will overlook people, they will forgive people. And the people who have got a very great portion in the year after, they will only have this quality within themselves. And shaitan will come to a person, why must I forgive a person? Why must I overlook him? Let me take revenge, let me do this. I cause harm to that person. At that time when shaitan comes, فَاسْتَعِذْ billah. I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Shaitan wants you to cause trouble. And when a person forgives and forgets, وَمَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. A person who humbles himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will raise that person, Allah honors that person. A person who forgives people, Allah gives that person izzat and honor in this world. So a person must have an open heart and learn to forgive and forget. And inshallah, by means of that, Allah gives great, great honor to a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on his beautiful, beautiful advices of the Quran Sharif.